this is. Tied up and twisted the way I'd like to be. A The Witcher fanfic, written by Suzuki Blue, and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairing Geralt Jaskier, with additional tags for Alpha Beta Omega dynamics, non-traditional Alpha Beta Omega dynamics, Alpha Omega, mating cycles in heat, courting gifts, courting rituals, fluff and smut, plot what plot, porn without plot, piercings, jewelry, penetrative sex, Alpha Jaskier, Omega Geralt. This story is the third in the Courting Jewelry ABO series. Geralt smells warm and inviting and is wearing silver. Jaskier loves the sight of him in it. "Aren't you lovely?" he rumbles contentedly, leaning forward across the bed as Geralt lays back against it. The other makes a beautiful display like that, though being Geralt, he probably doesn't realize that. He shifts slightly as he settles, and the body chain he's wearing sparkles on his chest. Jaskier could practically purr. They're in a rustic little inn in some nowhere village, and Geralt's heat is due again. But apparently, not quite yet. He's running a little late this time. So right now, for once, they have all the time in the world to do as they please, without anyone or anything else to bother them. It makes Jaskier want to take his time. Geralt, of course, is rarely the patient type when it comes to these things. "Get down here," he says, and pulls Jaskier down on top of him. Jaskier's careful not to pin or pull at any of the jewelry in the process. More careful than Geralt cares to be. "Insatiable as ever," Jaskier says fondly. Geralt winds his braceleted arms around his neck and kisses him roughly. Jaskier kisses back, because he is not a stupid alpha. Geralt's already naked. He took his clothes off to put on the body chain and a bit more jewelry than he usually wears, because it's a heat, and heats are meant for a bit more jewelry than usual. Jaskier is still mostly dressed, though he's taken off his boots and jacket. Geralt seems to think it's time to remedy the difference, judging by the way he's dragging at Jaskier's shirt, and Jaskier ducks backwards and lets him pull it off. Geralt leans after and kisses him again before he even drops the shirt. He really does make Jaskier feel so wanted. "Lovely," Jaskier murmurs, kissing back as he brushes his hands over the other's decorated chest. Geralt makes a raspy noise that might be a purr, and Jaskier thrills at the sound of it. He tugs lightly at one of the chains connected to Geralt's nipple piercings, and Geralt hisses quietly and drags him back down. "Oh!" Geralt kisses him again. Jaskier kisses back. He puts his hands all over the other, and Geralt clings to him in return. He's always so eager, and Jaskier loves it more every time. "I adore you," he says reverently.
"Take your fucking pants off,"
Geralt says.
He really does have the best ideas every time.
Jaskier gets out of the rest of his clothes, and Geralt buries his face in his neck, right against his scent glands. Jaskier groans. Geralt licks. "Oh, that's nice," Jaskier sighs, pushing a hand across the other's shoulders. "You're a delight, Omega." Geralt says, then bites down just over his scent glands. Jaskier groans. "Oh, hell," he says, and Geralt's thighs squeeze his sides. Geralt has very nice thighs. Very strong thighs.
"Hurry up,"
Geralt says impatiently. Jaskier kisses him again and pushes his hands up those very nice thighs. Geralt growls.
Greedy.
Yes, Geralt purrs.
Slow,
Geralt says. And then his thighs tighten on Jaskier's sides, and he flips them so Jaskier lands on his back in the nest.
Jaskier delights.
Forgive a man for savoring his pleasures,
he says with a smile, reaching up to cup the other's face in his hands and pull him down to kiss. Geralt tips forward into the kiss, then grinds the curve of his ass against Jaskier's cock, and Jaskier groans again. Geralt smells like preheat and impatient lust and very nice bath oils and soap. Jaskier wants to eat him alive, but knows it's far likelier to end up the other way around. He really does like to take his time every now and then, but Geralt just isn't that patient when he wants a knot.
Jaskier adores that about him.
You can savor it the next round,
Geralt says, reaching back to grab his cock and squeeze it. And Jaskier groans yet again, grabbing the other's hips.
Liar,
he says fondly, because Geralt never lets him savor. Geralt snorts at him, then lifts his hips and guides his cock in against his warm and waiting hole. He's wet enough to drip, and Jaskier bites his tongue in an attempt not to embarrass himself.
Oh,
Geralt hisses and sits down hard, because of course he does. Jaskier curses, knocking his head back against the bed, and Geralt braces his hands on his shoulders and immediately starts riding his cock like he thinks somebody is going to stop him or something. Jaskier looks up at him, and the way his body's moving and the way the chains on his chest shift and pull and bounce, and nearly comes right there.
Geralt really is a gift.
You are a glory, Jaskier says feelingly, and Geralt bares his teeth at him and just fucks himself faster. Jaskier does the best he can to keep up and hold out, which, like always, requires all his effort. He's not complaining. It keeps him in the moment, makes everything feel that much more intense.
Oh, Geralt, you gorgeous thing. I could do this for weeks.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Geralt doesn't stop. But there wasn't much risk of that anyway. Jaskier'd have to actually tell him to, for one thing. And that's certainly not happening.
Lovely,
Jaskier repeats adoringly, sliding his hands lightly up Geralt's arms. Geralt shakes him off, grabs his wrists, and pins them to the bed. Jaskier laughs breathlessly and tugs at his grip just to feel how tight it is. It's a very nice feeling. He likes the way the other's rings press into his skin.
Very lovely.
Fuck, Geralt says raggedly. Jaskier tugs at his wrists again, and Geralt tightens his grip on them. Jaskier snaps his hips up a little harder, and Geralt grunts, then snaps his down even harder in return. Like always, of course. Geralt is not to be outdone, much less outpaced. Jaskier just does his best to keep up and keep him satisfied, and usually does all right. Well, as all right as an ordinary human alpha can be expected to, anyway. Can't all be witchers after all.
Geralt,
he says, low and breathless. And Geralt clenches tightly around his cock and rides him all the harder. Jaskier's wrists are going to bruise, but he's more than fine with that. Geralt gets jewelry. Jaskier gets bruises. It's only fair. The jewelry suits Geralt much better than the bruises do Jaskier, mind. Though he always does admire them all the same. They just don't have the sparkle of silver and topaz, or Geralt's own beauty behind them. Jaskier might admire his bruises, but Geralt he adores. His knot presses into Geralt, and Geralt lets out a heated moan. Jaskier groans himself, his head dropping back against the mattress. He manages not to come, but only barely, and Geralt rolls his hips greedily. He's always so eager, but every time that he gets just that little bit more so, makes Yaskir feel goddamned wild. Galt! 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 He gasps out roughly, snapping his hips up into the other's body, and Galt meets his every thrust with perfect timing and grips his wrist so tight and takes him so deep. Yaskir groans again. Galt's not even properly in heat yet, and the other still wants him this badly. Still wants this much from him. Yaskir loves that. It's the best, best thing. Galt really is so good at making him feel wanted. Gods! He says, and his knot swells, and Galt sits down on it and grinds their hips together. Yaskir comes inside him, and Galt locks his knot so tight that it's almost painful. So tight and so perfect. And he tries to pull his wrists free, but Galt just grips them harder and keeps grinding their hips together until it's too much, until Yaskir's this close to begging for mercy, until... Galt comes with a rough exhalation and a vicious shudder, dropping his head forward. That lovely white hair is all pinned back by the silver comb Yaskir bought him, but a few strands have come loose and hang around his flushed face. Yaskir cranes his neck, trying to get close enough to kiss him, and Geralt loosens his grip on his wrists and lets him pull him down and bring their mouths together. He smells wonderful, and Yaskir wants to kiss every single one of his scent glands, and then eat him out, and then fuck him all over again. Given how close to heat Geralt smells, he's gonna get to do that several times over, which is a very pleasant thought. Geralt's insatiable even on an ordinary day. When he's in heat, well... Too good to be. Yaskir sighs contentedly. Geralt huffs out a shaky breath, then kisses him again. Yaskir has no problem whatsoever kissing back. He'll just be kissing Geralt until the other gets bored or he runs out of breath, in fact. Generally speaking, he tends to run out of breath first. Yaskir. Geralt murmurs, in a low rasp so very close to a purr. And Yaskir kisses him again, and hums happily into it. Right here, he says warmly. Have I told you how lovely you look today yet? Because you really do. Geralt just snorts, because he never does seem to believe that kind of thing. Yaskir kisses him yet again. You do, he says. So pretty for me, Omega. I love it. Your knot feels good, Geralt says abruptly, gripping one of Yaskir's tender wrists. Yaskir turns his head and presses a kiss to the inside of Geralt's in return. Geralt makes him feel wanted every time. But unsurprisingly, he's not always very good at doing that with words. I'm glad. He says, anyway. I want you to feel so good. You're such a gift, Geralt. You deserve all my appreciation. Get me off again, Geralt says bluntly, his eyes flashing topaz bright with heat. And Yaskir, well, any time you want, love, he promises, and pulls him into another kiss. The end. Reader's notes. So, I had ideas for this cover art. However, Geralt's torso in The Witcher is distinctive. He has a very distinctive torso, what with the bite marks and scars, etc. And Henry Cavill's, you know, not quite Dorito-shaped, but very close to Dorito-shaped. So you can't just fake that kind of shit in Photoshop. And also, it's hard to find good men-sized body chains? I don't know. It was hard. I had a really good idea, but I couldn't make it work. So instead, we get a return of the silver bracelet from the part one cover art, but a close-up, because I really like the idea of If Geralt's not getting Yaskier bruises, then he'll at least have... if Geralt's not getting Yaskier jewelry, then at least he'll have bruises as bracelets. And, like, because of Yaskier's comparatively slow healing, he'll get to wear those bracelets just as long as Geralt does for this heat. There's a metaphor there. Anyway, thank you to Suzuki Blue for having blanket permission to Podfic. I hope you enjoyed it. And, yeah, thanks for listening. Have a nice day.